Sports Weekend, all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Happy Friday. Let's begin the show with a special Sunny Side of Sports salute for Bill Werkinger, my friend and longtime Voice of America colleague. Bill is retiring after more than 35 years of dedicated service. Bill produced the Sunny Side of Sports for more than 20 years. Early in my VOA career, Bill taught me priceless production skills. In recent years, Bill also taught me invaluable life lessons. Bill is an award-winning photographer, and he graciously gave me some of his spectacular sports prints that were part of his wonderful office wall photo gallery. I hope to rebuild the gallery, but it's a daunting task for sure. Bill, thanks for the photographs, thanks for the memories, and thanks for all your help over the years. I'll miss you, Bill. The countdown continues for the Tokyo Olympics, the year's biggest international sporting event. We're now 175 days away to the multi-sports jamboree in Japan. Ahead of the games, the Nigeria Olympic Committee has inaugurated 11 commissions to implement Olympic values and ensure effective participation at Tokyo 2020. And in terms of effective participation, I know the Nigeria Olympic Committee is hoping Nigerian athletes will bring home a few more medals than they did at Rio de Janeiro 2016. Team Nigeria left Brazil 4 years ago with only a bronze medal won by the men's football team. From Lagos, Iron Mike Mbonye begins this Olympic report with the president of the Nigeria Olympic Committee.
Habu Gumel is the president of Nigeria Olympic Committee. He says the inauguration of the commissions is in line with Olympic Charter. He says the commissions will assist the Nigeria Olympic Committee in the promotion of Olympic values and effective implementation of Olympic movement objectives.
So we believe these commissions will be able to give us advice, guide us, and put us through on so many things that we are not able to meet up. It's like a reminder. They're very important. So that is the reason why we believe it should be done at this material time, so that even though some of them, they have already started working long ago, they are working, but at least it is good to have a full recognition of the Nigerian Olympic Committee.
Gumel says an important aspect of the commission's work is the welfare of athletes. He says the Nigerian Olympic Committee is determined to ensure that athletes do well at the Tokyo Olympic Games.
The aim is that we have our athletes. I know athletes are the most important people. We're all working for them. We want them to go and perform in any game, including this, of course, the must have won the Olympic game that is coming up in Tokyo 2020. So we have to get ready. Everybody is working. The ministry is working. NOC is working. National Sports Federation, they're all working.
Olumide Oyedeji, captain of Team Nigeria in the London 2012 Olympic Games, is the chairman of Nigerian Athletes Commission. He says the commission will protect the interests of the athletes and ensure that they are focused.
As the chairman of the Athlete Commission, is to protect the interests of the athletes, to promote the clean and fair competition for the athlete, and make sure that the athlete voice will be heard. So proper representation, and just try to put things in the perspective that the athletes will be able to perform and do better and focus.
Gumel, the president of the Nigeria Olympic Committee, urged the commissions to start work immediately to deliver their programs. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Tatiana McFadden, 17-time Paralympic medalist, 7-time gold medalist, 17-time marathon champion, and you're listening to The Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Kenya was the top-performing African team at the 2016 Olympics in Brazil. The Kenyans won 13 medals, including 6 gold, and all the medals came in athletics. For the Tokyo Games, Kenya will represent Africa in the Olympic Women's Volleyball Tournament. The Kenyan women have stepped up preparations ahead of the Olympics. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Ruben Chama tells us more from Nairobi.
The Kenyan women's volleyball team have won accolades from President Uhuru Kenyatta and other senior government officials and the general public. Paul Bitok is the team's head coach.
We have lined up various international friendly matches. We are starting our official training in April. That is after the teams finish the African Club Championship, where all our players now have been released to join their clubs. And this is because it's an international competition, part of our training for the Olympics. Official training now will start in April 1st. We will have 2 months training in Kenya, and then the team will leave for Turkey in June.
Thereafter, the team will proceed to Japan, where they will play 3 international friendly matches a few weeks to the kickoff of the Olympic tournament. The Kenyan national women's volleyball team was also named the best 2019 sports team of the year in the country. Bitok says he remains hopeful that the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympic outing will be successful.
This is our third time to participate in the Olympics. We are lost for the last 16 years, so this was a good history for the team of Kenya to have this slot for Africa. And we are meeting at 12 countries in the world. The team will be representing Africa continent. Now Kenya is coming back again as the champion of Africa.
As part of the initial preparations for the Global Extravaganza, Bitok says the team has enlisted new young players to improve their performance. Noel Murambi is among the key players. She says, "I'm delighted that we've qualified to go for the Olympic Games. It's been a hard-won competition and long time coming. We thank God and we now look forward to having good training, including international friendly matches that will prepare us for the global tournament."
Mataraji yenye tumejipanga ni ati tunataka to train vizuri, to have enough time kwa training, to have good training, kama itawezekana to have international matches zenye zinaweza tusaidia.
The Kenyan team beat Nigeria in 3 sets, 25-15, 25-21 and 25-12 to qualify for the Olympic tournament. Mercy Moin is the team captain. She says our players will emerge victorious.
I feel good because we are going to do the best training. We train normally like a month or less than a month. But this round we have like 7 months of preparation. So I think we are going to do our best.
Kenya's team is in Pool A in the Tokyo Olympic Games alongside top-ranked teams such as Serbia, Brazil, South Korea, the Dominican Republic and host Japan. The players remained optimistic that they will display a splendid performance. But what is the message to their supporters? Noel Murambi makes her direct appeal.
First of all, I want to thank them. They supported us before and after. Before we went for the qualifiers in Cameroon, they were with us. So I want to thank them. And for the championship that we are going, the Olympic now, I just want to say that may they support us more fully, and we really appreciate it.
For the Sunny Side of Sport, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
Joining us now with a package of African football news is Samson Omale. And Samson says he'll be kicking off with this weekend's CAF Champions League fixtures.
Mamelodi Sundowns and Wydad Casablanca will renew their continental rivalry when the lock horns at the Lucas Moripe Stadium in Antananarivo on Saturday afternoon. Elsewhere, Etoile du Sahel will be confident of securing a place in the 2019-2020 CAF Champions League quarterfinals when they host FC Platinum at the Reds Olympic Stadium in Tunisia. Etoile know that a win guarantees them a place in the final eight of the competition alongside the likes of TP Mazembe, Zamalek, Mamelodi Sundowns, Wydad Casablanca, Esperance de Tunis and Raja Casablanca. In other games in Group A, to be TP Mazembe of DR Congo versus Zesco United of Zambia, Primeiro do Agosto of Angola will host Zamalek of Egypt. In Group B, Al Hilal of Sudan will welcome Al Ahly of Egypt, while Platinum of Zimbabwe will travel to Etoile du Sahel to face the Tunisian side. Staying with football news, Ashraf Mohamed scored twice as host and defending champions Morocco saw off Mozambique 8-1 to qualify for the semi-finals of the Total Futsal African Cup of Nations in Laoni on Thursday night. With Mauritius withdrawing from the tournament, Morocco are assured of maximum points and top of the group finish, having beaten Libya 3-0 in their opening game on Tuesday. In East Africa, a high-powered delegation of sports stakeholders are in Zurich, Switzerland for a crucial talks with World Football Governing Body FIFA over the impending Football Kenya Federation elections. FKF President Nick Manuawa revealed that he, alongside other members of the team, will be meeting with top FIFA officials to update them on the fresh football elections that was ordered by the SDT.
The process we have done now cannot be challenged. I'm sorry. Coming back on Saturday, this matter of election is finished. Prepare your nomination paper. Get your Chapter 6 documents ready because we will have nominations for branches.
At the heat of the crisis is a controversial Football Kenya Federation election code. John Ohaga is the chair of the Sports Dispute Tribunal of Kenya.
And it doesn't really matter that the incumbent eventually wins. The point is that the people who compete with the incumbent must feel that they had a fair chance.
I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Thanks.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
Thanks, Heather. We look forward to your next Music Time in Africa show. Heather also let me know that South African singer Shore Majorzy is performing this weekend in Miami, Florida, the venue for the 54th Super Bowl of American-style football. The San Francisco 49ers will play the Kansas City Chiefs in the big game on Sunday evening in Miami. There will be a big halftime show, but there will also be a series of concerts surrounding the Super Bowl. Shore Majorzy is scheduled to sing at one of those concerts on Saturday in Miami. Ahead of the Super Bowl, my VOA colleague Heather Maxwell recommended the song Kona by Shore Majorzy as some super Friday evening entertainment. So let's give it a listen. Here's South African singer Shore Majorzy with her song Kona.
Yeah. It's Shore Majorzy.
That South African singer Shorma Jorzy with her song Kona. She'll be performing this weekend in Miami, Florida, as part of the musical shows surrounding Super Bowl 54, the championship game in American-style football. The Kansas City Chiefs will be taking on the San Francisco 49ers in the big game. I think the Chiefs are probably the sentimental favorite. This is the first time they've been in the Super Bowl in 50 years. So I'm going to go with the sentimental favorite. I'm picking the Chiefs to win Super Bowl 54. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Turning to tennis, the Austrian Dominic Thiem will take on defending champion Novak Djokovic of Serbia in Sunday's men's singles final at the Australian Open. Craig Gabriel reports from Melbourne, Australia.
The men's final at the Australian Open is now set. Novak Djokovic got there the day before when he beat Roger Federer in straight sets. Now Dominic Thiem has joined Djokovic. And for the Austrian, there are a couple of milestones. It's his first time in the final here, and he is the first Austrian to reach the Australian Open final. Thiem defeated Alexander Zverev 3-6, 6-4, 7-6, 7-6. And for Thiem, this is his third final at the majors, having lost the last two French Opens to Rafa Nadal.
I think I have to keep a good balance. Of course, I have to risk a lot. I have to go for many shots, but at the same time, of course, not too much. And that's a very thin line. In the last match against him, I hit that line perfectly in London. So, of course, I'm going to take a look at that match, how I played, and try to repeat it. But for sure, he's the favorite. I mean, he won seven titles here, never lost a final, going for its eighth one. But I mean, I'm feeling good on the court. I'm playing great tennis, so try to be at my absolutely best on Sunday.
And looking to the women's final now, just once Sofia Kenin and Carmine Muguruza have met. It was in Beijing last October. Kenin's tenacity came through then as she rallied from a breakdown in the final set to win. The American is the youngest finalist here in over a decade and will be the youngest American woman to make the top 10 debut since 1999. Muguruza, meanwhile, is chasing a third major title on as many different surfaces. Craig Gabriel, VOA Sports, Melbourne.
Thanks, Craig. I began the show with a special Sunny Side of Sports salute to Bill Werkinger, my friend and longtime Voice of America colleague. Bill is retiring after more than 35 years of dedicated service. Bill produced the Sunny Side of Sports for more than 20 years. Well, let's give another Sunny Side of Sports salute to 21-year-old Sofia Kenin, as she prepares for the Australian Open Women's Singles Final. I'm guessing a few of our VOA tennis fans might not have heard of Kenin before the Australian Open. As Craig Gabriel mentioned, this will be Sofia's debut in a major title match. She had never been past the fourth round until now, but her gritty and varied style on the court in Melbourne carried her past 15-year-old star-in-the-making Coco Gauff and top-seeded Ash Barty this week. Sofia Kenin began 2019 ranked 52nd in the world and with no WTA titles. Sofia will now climb into the top 10 of the women's rankings with her surprising run in Melbourne. And Sofia says she thinks the biggest win of her career until now was last year when she defeated Serena Williams in the third round at the French Open in Paris. And that wraps up the January 31st edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to VOA engineer PJ Elliott. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Have a nice weekend, everyone. And that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Hello, this is James Butti, managing editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. Or you can call us on 001-202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. That's Daybreak Africa at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC, right here on VOA Africa.
Want to relax, unwind, or charge up? Then listen to Music Time in Africa this weekend. It'll do all that for you and more. I'm Heather Maxwell. I know good music. And Africa is my passion. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for 1 hour of commercial-free Pan-African music of the highest caliber. You get great music, music news, and amazing artist interviews from rising stars to superstars. This listen will take you places. So do it. Join me for Music Time in Africa, your weekend destination.
This is Science in a Minute.
NASA has announced that the Spitzer Space Telescope mission will end on January 30th, 2020. Launched in 2003, Spitzer has studied the solar system to the far edges of the known universe in infrared light. By observing the cosmos at infrared wavelengths, scientists could see things too cold to produce much visible light, such as exoplanets, brown dwarfs, and cold matter in interstellar space. Among its many accomplishments, Spitzer studied and identified some of the oldest galaxies in the universe. It also analyzed the chemical composition of interstellar dust, providing scientists with new insight into the elements that form planets and stars. In addition, Spitzer investigated and provided information on the chemical makeup of distant planets' atmospheres. While it was designed for only a 2 to 5 year mission, Spitzer provided valuable data for more than 16 years. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bongo flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day. Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 17:05 UTC on The Voice of America.